The noose was found Friday in a construction site at the University Center. Stephen Ward, a spokesman for UW-Stevens Point Chancellor Linda Bunnell, says the noose was not prominently displayed and may have been harmless.
It was tucked away in an area that is essentially a large closet, and it was found in the vicinity of some conduit.
Ward says it's possible the noose was used as a tool by construction workers, but he says the university is not taking any chances. The chancellor met with student groups on Monday, and an investigation is being conducted by the university's Protective Services Division.
It's real easy to start to come up with a list of possibilities, and a lot of those possibilities get ugly real fast. We never want to think the worst of the people on this campus, whether they're employees or outside contractors, and definitely give every situation the full benefit of the doubt and look into it.
In recent weeks, nooses have been displayed on other campuses around the country and have been linked to racial strife. I'm Glenn Mulbrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.